man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and
me. We're back, folks. And it's a small, small world. Remember that ride at Disney? Back when it was Disney. It was Walt Disney's Disneyland. It is a small world. The man singing that song just a moment ago, Hank Williams Jr. So I'll bet you he at some point met Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton married his daddy's widow, Billie Jean Jones, after his dad, Hank Williams, had died so tragically in that taxi on a ride to Nashville. That's a great song, The Ride. You want to listen to that one. And the and there's another great record you want to listen to, The Conversation, with Hank Williams Jr. singing about his dad. But the what a small world. And Horton himself dying in a car, tragically, young, like Hank Williams. Hank Williams, if my memory serves me, died at the age of 29. And Hank Williams Jr. talks about that in the song, The Conversation. Well, let's get on to some more news here. Boy, it's amazing how things connect. Battle of New Orleans with Johnny Horton. I never thought that would have led to Hank Williams Sr. and Jr. and the Louisiana Hayride, by the way. Where did Johnny Horton sing? Born in Los Angeles. But there's more connection to it. There's so much. You know, everything connects, folks. Why were the Hortons, why was his family, why was Mama and Papa in California? Because they were seasonal fruit pickers. That's right, folks. White people. Farmers had to pay white people to pick the fruit in California. They didn't need to hire Mexicans. There are white people who will pick fruit. There sure are. There are white people who will do any job. Employers have to pay them a living wage, of course. And they can't exploit foreign labor, cheap labor. That's what the immigration invasion, part of it, is about. But Johnny Horton himself, and I'll bet you with his mama and daddy, back when, like, when I was a kid, I delivered the Santa Monica Evening Outlook. I'm sure I was under whatever the laws are today. I'm sure you couldn't put a newspaper sack on your bicycle and throw newspapers at age 14. Oh, my. Oh, child labor laws. But I'm sure Johnny Horton picked fruit, picked oranges and apples and plums and in California with his parents. But that's why he was there. And then he went back to participate in the Louisiana Hayride with the immortal Hank Williams, who changed music forever, dying at age 29. Johnny Horton dying at age 35. And Johnny Cash cried very much when he heard of the death of Johnny Horton. Let's look at some of the other great news that we have to share. Here's one. Don't you love this? Talk about people going to the United States. Illegals. Here's the headline at Breitbart. Thank goodness Breitbart appears to be alive and well and healthy, even without Steve Bannon. Illegals fleeing to Canada find even liberal Canada has limits to freebies. With renewed pressure brought to bear by President Donald Trump on illegal aliens in the U.S., Canada is warning immigrants here that illegally crossing into Canada is not a free ticket to permanent residency, and they can still be deported back to their point of origin if they steal across America's northern border. With many illegal immigrants becoming uneasy over their status in the U.S., hear, hear, that's good. Some are eyeing a trip northward to a country many are told will accept everyone and give them lots of free stuff. But Ahmed Hussein, Can you believe this? Ahmed Hussein, Canada's immigration minister. Are you kidding me? Recently warned illegals that they shouldn't waltz into Canada and necessarily expect to get cradle to the grave freebies, according to the New York Times. Hussein, who was an immigrant to Canada himself, warned illegals that while Canada is a welcoming country, they won't take everyone who illegally crosses into the country. let's go down a little further. People come here and realize that this is not the promised land and that they could be deported back to Haiti, said another individual named Dubourg, an official in Montreal. Even leftist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tried to temper his open-door policy by noting that Canada is a nation of laws, he said, and illegals can't just stream across the border at will. Canada, this is Trudeau speaking, this dweeb, Canada is an opening and welcoming society. But let me be clear, we are also a country of laws, he said in August. So, and of course, what's going on, folks, is that this army of illegals in America, this ongoing tidal wave of people, these are smart cookies. They go where they think the action is. They're total opportunists. So if they think there's more opportunity in North Dakota than in South Dakota, they'll leave South Dakota and come to North Dakota. And if they think they can do better in Winnipeg than in North Dakota, they'll, in the middle of the winter, not having any idea how to dress, they will take their children in the snow and try to walk to Winnipeg. Crazy. Lethal. But they'll do it. And, of course, Canada is being, you know, even the Canadians. And this is wonderful. And who can everybody thank for this? Who can everybody thank for the fact that common sense is returning? That even Justin Trudeau has to say, hey, wait a minute, hold on just a second. It's Donald Trump. If Hillary or any of her ilk had been elected president, Jeb Bush had been elected president, oh, man, we'd imagine how many more would have come in. Imagine there'd be no effort to control our border. The economy would be in the tank. Just, it's too much of a nightmare to even think about it. The call-in number, if you want to get in, folks, is 800-313-9443. Lines are open. Let's look for another encouraging story here. Of course, Donald Trump saying DACA is probably dead. Those are four beautiful words. And the Donald Trump suggested, another Breitbart article, that Democrats are preparing a government shutdown, over the issue after they leaked details of a private conversation with them to the media. And I don't believe that Democrats really want to see a deal on DACA. This is wonderful to hear him saying this. And those of us who speculated that that meeting was a head fake, I think it's going to turn out that you were right. It does appear that was a head fake. Some people got very nervous about it. They bought the head. A good head fake is one that fools even your own teammates. They think you're going left, you're going right. And everybody goes left. Great. Good head fake, Donald Trump. Let's look for another great story here. Here's a great one. Tom Cotton of Arkansas letting us know that Dick Durbin has a history of misrepresenting what happens in White House meetings, which is another way of saying he's a serial liar. And then here's the former Mexican president. This is a great story here. Remember Vicente Fox. And he says, with what authority do you proclaim who's welcome in America? Wait a minute. Did he actually say that? With what authority? Former Mexican president Vicente Fox tweeted on Thursday about President Trump's alleged remarks aimed at Haiti and Africa as they relate to immigration. Well, you know, Vicente, I think we're talking about your country, too. Calling Trump's mouth the foulest pothole with an S and challenging his authority to oversee U.S. policy and laws about who is allowed to live in the United States. Wait a minute. Challenging his authority. So here's the tweet from Vicente Fox, and he's got, he says, "Your mouth, Donald Trump, is the foulest asshole in the world. With what authority do you proclaim who's welcome in America and who is not? America's greatness is built on diversity. Or have you forgotten your immigrant background, Donald?" Fox tweeted. And there it is. There's the liberal lie, the liberal line. Of course, there's no diversity in Donald Trump's German descended grandfather and father marrying into the Scottish descended line of the McLeods, his mother, which makes, I'm a McLeod, makes me a cousin to Donald Trump. That's not diversity, folks. That's Germans and Scots and Frenchmen and Brits and Irishmen and Norwegians and Swedes. That's not diversity. That's called Europeans. America's greatness is not, wait, what does he say here? America's greatness is built on diversity. No, it's not, Vicente. And interestingly enough, his country doesn't have any kind, his country doesn't have any welcoming policy to anybody of any kind coming into Mexico, getting into Mexico, acquiring legal status in Mexico, an incredibly difficult thing to do. And the treatment you're given if you are rounded up in Mexico as being someone illegally there is not pretty, we are told. But that doesn't bother, you know, what is the essence of liberalism is hypocrisy. That is the fundamental ingredient of liberalism, is being hypocritical. And Vicente Fox certainly achieves that. Let's just see. I'm going to check Donald Trump's tweets to see if there's any tweet. I'm going to hit F5 on my computer and see if our president's tweeted anything in the last few minutes. Nope. I love that when we catch a tweet right when it comes off. Here are some recent tweets. These are tweets today from Donald Trump. His most recent tweet. I, as president, there's your answer to your question, Vicente. I, as presidente, want people coming into our country who are going to help us become strong and great again. People coming in through a system based on, all caps, merit. No more lotteries. America first. There's the answer to Vicente Fox. You know, a country where people are found by the side of the road with their heads, hands, and feet missing, lined up, stacked like cordwood, hanging from bridges, tortured, eyes gouged out. Yes, that's a civilized country. It looks as if, did you see the movie by Mel Gibson, Apocalypto, which is about Aztec, why is the word civilization used, actually? Aztec culture. And doesn't seem much has changed there in Aztec culture from the 15th century depicted in Apocalypto to the present moment. Please watch Apocalypto. There's not one single word of English in the movie. But when you finish watching the movie, you by reading the subtitles, it's as if you've heard all of these people speaking in this Aztec culture. You really know what it was like. A beautiful job by Mel Gibson. Like his movies, The Patriot and Braveheart. Incredible genius, Mel Gibson. Then he says, he shifts in his next tweet to the economy. He's quoting somebody. Anyway, he's quoting someone who said, "President Trump is not getting the credit he deserves for the economy. Tax cut bonuses to more than 2 million workers. Most explosive stock market rally that we've seen in modern times. 18,000 to 26,000 from the election." Did the stock markets hit 26,000? Wow, it's gone up even more, 1,000 more. and grounded in profitability and growth. All Trump, not Obama. Big unnecessary regulation cuts made it all possible, among many other things. Oh, this is Stuart Varney who's saying all this. President Trump reversed the policies of President Obama and reversed our economic decline. And then that's all a quote by Donald Trump in his tweet. And then here's Donald Trump who says, thank you, Stuart Varney. And that's another good guy we could put in our Hall of Fame here. Stuart Varney, he is the man who made that priceless interview, that amazing interview with James Carlstrom, former second in command at the FBI, who let the cat out of the bag that he knows the rank and file. Obviously, he used to be their boss, the rank and file of the FBI, who are in full on rebellion against the traitors who were put in at the top of the FBI by Obama. And I'll bet actually by Bush before him, actually. Here's another tweet from our president yesterday. He says, so much fake news is being reported. They don't even try to get it right or correct it when they are wrong. They promote the fake book of a mentally deranged author, that's Michael Wolff, who knowingly writes false information. The mainstream media is crazed that we won the election. And I love, I don't see it here in the tweets, and I don't know where I saw it, but somebody is out there and has changed the name Jake Tapper to Fake Tapper. And of course, Jake Tapper, the guy who got shredded by Stephen Miller in a one-on-one that lasted only 12 minutes, he cut the microphone. The cameraman pulled the camera off of Stephen Miller, who was in the middle of a sentence, as he was just obliterating Fake Tapper. And the it's funny. I watched. I'm a glutton for punishment. Yesterday, I watched just to see what it was like back in the Obama years. I watched an Obama event presided over by this pompous ass Obama. And he, there was actually a little moment of truth in there. He was doing some kind of a roast at the correspondence dinner. This was his last appearance at the correspondence dinner. And Obama was doing a, you know how they all give each other awards and pat each other on the back and call each other great and so on. They were doing that. But in just a little moment, as if it were kind of a roast, but it was really quite true, Obama asked Jake Tapper to stand up. And he said Jake Tapper had just hired on to CNN. And so Obama said, speaking of Jake Tapper, he has just left journalism to join CNN. It wasn't meant to be true, but it was. Let's look around here for some more stories. Ann Coulter can't keep up her latest. It's impossible to keep up with Donald Trump. Nobody's keeping up with him. Ann Coulter is way behind. Her most recent column is an antique now, dated January 10th. 4 days today is forever. You pretty much have to put out a column every single day. I haven't checked Pat Buchanan today to see how far out of date he is. And one thing this is so wonderful, you find yourself doing nowadays, you have to click on, for me, it's Breitbart. But you have to click on that big B at Breitbart 20 times a day because the stories are coming that fast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Lines are open if you want to call in.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. We're heading into our last half hour of today's American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. We also cover the Trump phenomenon. We're on the air from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have this Sunday show, a two-hour show. A little more time to develop ideas from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So thank you for joining us. And there are lines open at 800-313-9443. If you want to talk about anything pertaining to the Trump phenomenon, and that means, kind of, if you want to talk about anything, because the Trump phenomenon covers everything. Look at newspapers, look at magazines, look at websites today. Is there anything anybody's talking about other than Donald Trump? Not much. There's a connection to Donald Trump in just about everything, and that's wonderful. Whether they're denouncing Trump or praising him, it's wonderful that Donald Trump has captured the headlines. He's captured the story. He's defining the battle right now. He got that stupid book by Michael Wolff, which I paid too much attention to. He got that off the front page. He is a genius at... Well, he's President Boomerang. Dick Durbin's comments boomeranging on him. Everything throughout the primaries, in the presidential debates, everything, every tactic used against Donald Trump boomeranged against the people using it. So I don't want to make it that Donald Trump walks on water, but boy, he comes close, and he's the best thing we've had in our lifetimes. There's nothing, there's no other. Who would you nominate? I'm 69 years old. I don't know how old you are. Probably not much, not many of you older than I am. Where do you go back to? I go back to Eisenhower. Some of you might go back to Truman. Truman was president when I was born in 48, but don't remember that really well. So who in your lifetime has done more for you, for your kids, your grandkids, and your friends and kinsmen than Donald John Trump? I don't think there's anyone. And now, what can we do? We've used that phrase, be a wingman. Even Steve Bannon used that phrase. He wanted to be a wingman for Donald Trump. Well, looks like somebody slipped a gear there. And so Steve Bannon is not in the formation right now. But, you know, in an earlier show, I said Steve Bannon will be back. I think he will be. He's a great man. He's a genius. He's brilliant. He wants to do the right thing. And so he will find a way. Right now, I'm sure that Steve Bannon is somewhere figuring out, where can I be a wingman? He's not the wingman as the head of Breitbart right now. Not a wingman in the White House. But there's some other way that Steve Bannon, I'm sure that we will welcome him, be overjoyed to read of something brilliant devised by Steve Bannon to help be a wingman. And that's what we all can do. I ask that question about everything we do. One of my first, what is the stricture of medicine? Do no harm. What was the Hippocratic Oath? Not the hypocritical oath of the Democrats, but the Hippocratic Oath, I think, was the first rule of medicine, is do no harm. Don't hurt the patient. And that's in our patriot work. I think that should be, we should have a Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm to the best friend we've ever had. So my standard on this show has always been, imagine that Donald Trump is listening and hearing what we say. And I want every word to be something that he says, you know what, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's, yeah, pretty good on that. That caller, pretty good. Or they got that right. And I don't want him ever in the course of this show to have to wince at something that we say, or wish that we hadn't said it. So, and then everything we do in our movement. I'm one of the directors of the American Freedom Party. And so for me, my advice to everybody involved with that small political party is, make sure that anything we do doesn't hurt the best thing that's ever happened to us, Donald Trump. Subordinate things to that worthy principle. We got a little bit of break here. The lines are wide open. If you want to call in, Dennis in Indiana, we'll get to you right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are in the last half hour of our show, and the let me go to, I'm in some tweets here, and I was just reading an article on Hippocrates, the Hippocratic Oath, the standard of this show. So I just, during the break there, I researched the Hippocratic Oath, and here we have Hippocrates, who lived from 460 BC to 370 BC. So he lived 90 years, first evidence that he knew what he was talking about in health. An oath historically taken by physicians, the Hippocratic Oath, that's the oath I want for this show, It is one of the most widely known of Greek medical texts. It requires a new physician to swear by a number of healing gods to uphold specific ethical standards. The oath is the earliest expression of medical ethics in the Western world, and I might add, the first in the world. And of course, what is the Western world? It's our world, the one created by white civilization. Establishing several principles of medical ethics which remain of paramount significance today. These include the principles of medical confidentiality. We take that for granted. No, that's an institution which we created. And non-maleficence, that is, do no harm. Hippocrates is often called the father of medicine in Western culture. Well, let's call him the father of medicine, period. The original oath was written in Ionic Greek. And here is the text translated. I swear by Apollo the healer, by Asclepius, who's the god of health, by Hygieia, that's his daughter, that's where we get the word hygiene, she's the goddess of health, by Panacea, another of his daughters, she's the goddess of universal remedy, and by all the gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, that I will carry out according to my ability and judgment this oath and this indenture. I will use treatment to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view to injury and wrongdoing. Neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so. I will not give to a woman a pessary to cause abortion. I will keep pure and holy both my life and my art. I'm skipping a little here. Into whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick. I will abstain from all wrongdoing and harm, especially from abusing the bodies of man or woman. And here's the confidentiality. Whatsoever I shall see or hear in the course of my profession. Of course, Dick Durbin doesn't seem to follow this principle, does he? As well as outside my profession, in my intercourse with men, if it be what should not be published abroad, I will never divulge, holding such things to be holy secrets. Now, if I carry out this oath and break it not, may I gain forever reputation among all men for my life and for my art. But if I transgress it and forswear myself, may the opposite befall me. So there you go, the Hippocratic Oath. And I, in our whole approach to Donald Trump, that's, you've heard it on this show. I don't think I've had a show where I knocked Donald Trump. I believe he is the greatest thing that's happened to us, and I only want to help in whatever modest way we can. Dennis in Indiana, helping there in Indiana. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to put in a little thought and then hang up. And if you want to comment on it or anybody wants to comment on it, that's fine with me. But I have a wonder, just thinking, if wouldn't it be kind of neat or something like that if Donald Trump did just kind of like part ways with Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General and kind of put in Judge Jeanine Pirro instead? All right, I'm going to hang up and let you.
Dennis, stay there. Please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. It's a good question. I'd prefer if you stayed on the line, Dennis.
Okay.
Jeff Sessions, well, you know, various people like Jim Jordan have said, you know, maybe he needs to go.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't gotten this, you know, what's supposed to be breaking this next week, this firestorm. Against the traitors at the top of the FBI, the traitors at the top of the DNC, the traitors at the top of the Obama administration. This firestorm is overdue in being launched, and Jeff Sessions has not launched it. However, several investigations have been begun by Jeff Sessions. Nothing spectacular has come out yet. I mean, nothing has come out yet, But he did launch investigations into, for example, Uranium One. Jeff Sessions did get that ball rolling. So let's see. Donald Trump says that all the time. He says one of his patented phrases, he's changing our language the way Shakespeare did. He said, we'll see. We'll see. That's a great Trump quote. We'll see about if these things, if this investigation goes well, if Jeff Sessions can acquit himself, then, you know, everything we knew about Jeff Sessions before these disappointments was awfully good. So, I'll tell you, when people like Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes start wondering about whether Jeff Sessions needs to go, then yeah, this is pretty darn serious. So he might need to go. Your suggestion of Jeanine Pirro as somebody to replace Jeff Sessions, that's an interesting suggestion. Lots of people, I mean, there could be some great, I'd love to see Jim Jordan as the attorney general, but I don't know. Yeah, Jim Jordan might make a great attorney general. And I'll repeat it again, Jim Jordan for president in 2024. Two-time NCAA Division I national wrestling champion, defeated the ultimate, the Olympic gold medal winner on the mat. Boy, he knows how to take people to the mat. Brilliant attorney. Jim Jordan's got it all. Jim Jordan of Ohio. I think his district's up there in the north. I think it's in the northwestern corner of Ohio. But any other thoughts you've got, Dennis, on that subject?
No, it's just that when I watch, you know, Jean Jeanine Pirro, you know, Judge Jean Pirro on her, she pretty much speaks the truth and seems like, you know, going by the Constitution and everything and knows what she's talking about, you know. Either poop or get off the pot, you know what I'm saying?
She has a razor sharp mind, encyclopedic memory for detail. I believe she's been a judge. She's been a prosecutor. She's qualified in all of these areas. She does a great show.
Yeah, I believe she does too. That's like I say, she tells it like it is. She knows what she's talking about. And she's like, you know, hey, either crap or get off the pie. You know, get the job done. And
yes,
that's what it seems like to me. So,
well, the next week or two should tell us a lot about what's going on for Jeff Sessions. Again, you know, and this is that do no harm principle, the Hippocratic Oath I just talked about. It's so easy for us talking heads or whatever we are on the radio, for us to take pot shots at people or to be a know-it-all. It's really easy to, you know, I'm not right there. So I don't want to impugn Jeff Sessions' character. He may be a very great man, and I just don't know it. I just don't, you know, I don't know enough. So I don't want to – I go with a sort of a basic principle. Donald Trump truly is a great man, and he's leaving Jeff Sessions in place. He can remove Jeff Sessions. He has removed other people from office. He's leaving him in place, so he must have – I'll go with Donald Trump's judgment. I'm not going to gainsay or second guess Donald Trump. The closest I come to criticizing Donald Trump on this show or in my life, you know, here at home or with my friends on the phone. And by the way, I invite all of you, any of you, to call me. This is kind of rare, isn't it, radio or anything. You can call me personally at 701-317-5317. Yes. That's the cell phone that's in my pocket right now. I better turn it down. And let me turn that volume down. And you can call me anytime. But in all of this, whether you call me privately or on the air, my principle is I will, if I see something that I don't want to be a know-it-all, but if I see something that looks dangerous or maybe our president is missing it, I'll go there. Or if I think he's getting hoodwinked. But again, that's a little bit presumptuous. This guy is such a genius. How do I presume to have a clearer perception of the scene than Donald Trump does? This is a very, very smart man. And so, and then another thing I'll do that I like to do with this show, I like to let the president know. Imagine how lonely his position is. I like to let him know, hey, we're out here. We're an army of people. We don't just support you. We really support you. And we are, you know, that phrase wingmen, we're here. We're available for you. If you call a rally somewhere, 35,000 of us will show up in a heartbeat. And that, you know, that's really something valuable to him. He has to know he can't do it all on his own. He has to know that there is an army out here that supports him. And that when clowns like Schumer and Dick Durbin start lying about him, well, we will answer those lies. And we'll shame those guys. We'll shame those guys out of office. So that's our job.
Yeah.
In 2018, okay. Dennis and...
there's going to be some big changes, I think, coming up soon.
Yes.
Somewhere in our nation and in this whole world.
Yes.
Don't know what they are, but I just had that feeling.
Well, Dennis, thank you very much.
All right.
They're from the great patriotic state of Indiana. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, what's on your mind this Sunday?
James, hi. A lot of good stuff today. Appreciate the show.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason I was calling in was I heard the comments of Vicente Fox lecturing Trump about his comments and his potty mouth or whatever. And the first thing I thought of, and maybe you did too, but isn't this the same Vicente Fox who was on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo before the election, several months, and they started talking about the wall. And all of a sudden, he blurted out, Mexico is not going to pay for this effing wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that was on worldwide TV. That wasn't in a private meeting. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And, you know, it was classic because Maria's eyes bugged out, you know, her jaw dropped, and she looked like she had been shocked, like with a, you know, like a taser or something like that. But right then and there, I knew Trump was on the right track. Because all along, Vicente Fox was presented as this sophisticated, you know, new age leader of Mexico. But, you know, right then and there, we kind of figured is he's a thug. And when it turned out Trump was going to start stomping on his good time, you know, he resorted to that kind of language right on, you know, national television, and he didn't care. He just threw the F-bomb without even thinking about it. So to me it was classic, but it was like a little a good sign that Trump was on the right track. And really what this whole affair has done here is it's bringing up a missing element in the whole immigration debate, and that is we need to spotlight and put pressure on these leaders of these crap-hole countries with their practices and corruption and drug dealing and everything else they're doing that's causing their people to flee. I really have no problem with the people as much as I do have a problem with these so-called leaders. And some people will say, yeah, it's our CIA or whoever, but the fact is, you know, a lot of these leaders could really put together a nice living for folks down in places like Mexico with all their natural beauty and tourism and everything else. So it tells me that Trump and his group are really on the right track here, because if we put pressure on these people, this will bring the element in that needs to be discussed, you know, all across the board.
Yes, and I'm with you, Wayne. When the enemy starts losing it, as Vicente Fox did there, you're right. That tells us we're over the target. When these guys start coming back like Vicente Fox did, and people like Jake Tapper, when he turns off the camera on the president's top advisor, that's losing it. That's being out of control and desperate and flailing about. And that tells us, yeah, we've got him. We've got him right where we want him. Jake Tapper and Vicente Fox and all the rest of them. They're doing really crazy things now, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, it's Trump derangement syndrome, James. We talked about that last week. So.
Yeah, TDS. Trump derangement syndrome. That's what it is. They're very good.
But a couple other quick comments, too. You know, Trump's taking a lot of heat, but even Dr. Martin Luther King's granddaughter, Elvita King, I think her name is, she was on the show yesterday, and she referred to these countries as hellholes. You know, same sort of, you know, again, she didn't use the same sort of you know, prefix there, but... And who knows if Trump did, but the fact is you have a lady who is from a family well known for tolerance and, you know, all that, but she even referred to these countries as what they are. So, you know, Trump's got some company here, and I think that's been very helpful. And one more thing along these corrupt leaders from other countries, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that a lot of them emptied their jails or sent a lot of folks up here that are criminals. Because, again, like I mentioned before, Texas has had to endure 600,000 crimes committed against Texans by illegal aliens. And you can't tell me they'd all turn loco once they crossed the Rio Grande. They came into this state and different parts of the country with a lot of mayhem on their mind, and they've caused untold stories of sorrow and pain across you know, a lot of American people. And I don't understand for the life of me how that doesn't resonate with more Americans. It could be, you know, my family, your family, somebody very close to us. It could be someone across town. But the fact is, if someone gets violated like that, to me, it's we all need to take it personal. And a lot of folks just kind of blow it off. And I really resent that myself.
Well, it goes to something that is just, Wayne, if you'll hang on just a second, I'll carry you across the break, and then I'll address your great idea here right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
To try, gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn.
We're back, folks.
Everybody's right. If everybody's wrong.
And I'm trying to remember when the Buffalo Springfield recorded that song. It was around 1968. And in 1968, for those of us old enough to remember, George Romney, the father of Mitt Romney, was running for president of the United States. Mitt Romney later became, and he was governor of Michigan. The Romneys are big in Michigan, they're big in Massachusetts, and they're big, of course, in Utah as Mormons. Mitt Romney became governor of Massachusetts, an unlikely thing to do, to be a Republican government of that very Democratic state. But here's an interesting story, something encouraging to end on. And Wayne, are you still there with us?
Yes.
You'll enjoy this. I'm not even sure how to pronounce her name. Rana, I must be Rana. Rana Romney is the story here on the New York Times is a Romney who is unfailingly loyal to Trump. This is in Northfield, Michigan. She is the very profile of the voter President Trump. Let me skip down. Donald Trump picked Rana McDaniel Romney. Romney McDaniel, to be the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Ms. McDaniel, who is 44 and only the second woman to lead the National Committee, now faces a challenge that is as personal as it is political. She is spending her time. Her uncle, that's Mitt, who has been one of Mr. Trump's most unflinching critics, is likely to run for the Senate in Utah. His reemergence on the national stage threatens to set off new quarrels in the party over questions of loyalty to the president. So this is encouraging. Rana Romney, picked by Donald Trump to be the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, she is a Trump loyalist. So I think this is really good going into 2018. And Mitt Romney, of course, has really done some dumb things in his opposition to Donald Trump. And that's exactly what we don't need, Wayne. And that'll be one of the things we'll be doing on this show is those people in the Republican establishment like Mitt Romney who are hurting the cause terribly by division within the ranks. We're going to try to do whatever we can to cut off their effectiveness and, you know, make the point. People like John McCain, for example, and one of McCain's top people, he is being called in this week coming up here. His name is Cramer. He's going to be put before these House committees that are going to grill him and try to stop the damage that John McCain does. As we continue with the Trump phenomenon, we'll come back to cover these stories. Thank you very much, Wayne. We'll cover them further as this big week. It'll really begin on Tuesday, but we'll be here tomorrow night as well. See you tomorrow night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.